When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
There's a snap. There's a kick. It is up. It is no good. No one missed. 4 seconds left. The Giants have won Super Bowl 25 by the score of 20-19.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
BT and Sal back on The Fan, 888-808-1019 is the number to call. Now, even with the 3 home runs from Juan Soto last night, BT, the Yankees hanging on for dear life to hold off the White Sox yet again. They won, and that's all that matters. But still, I mean, it has not been pretty for the Yanks. And the biggest news of the day yesterday was Jazz. And the fact that, you know, he's potentially looking at surgery here.
Yep.
Dude, I mean.
It's a tough one,
man. He can't catch a break.
You know, I actually thought he hurt his knee. If you go back to the play prior to where he actually got hurt, going head first into home. Yeah.
All right.
The play at third, it looked like he jammed his knee in the bag. And then I'm like, because everybody says you shouldn't slide head first. But he's, you know, you break a finger, you hurt your UCL. And he actually went feet first, and he actually tweaked his knee for a second. And then he shook that off, and then obviously... That was earlier in the game. And then, you know, later on, he wound up getting hurt at home. It changes a lot, but I don't know how grave it is. Like, I don't know that he's out for the... If it's UCL, which it is it torn?
Well, if he has to have surgery...
Is it... Oh, if it's torn... If it's surgery, he's done.
Yeah, right.
That's it.
But they said that's still a possibility.
I know. So that's obviously why you are very worried about this now. I do think that, you know, maybe it's the power of positivity. I would be surprised if it's, again, I want to stay in my lane, if it's torn to the point where he's got to have some sort of, you know, real deep repair, which would sit him down for the rest of the year. He actually thought he was going to play yesterday. Like, when he woke up, I guess he was texting with Boone at like 10 in the morning, he had the MRI at 10 in the morning, but when he went to bed, when he left the yard, and when he got up, I guess he was texting with some people, and he thought that he was okay to play. So, now, sometimes that could be misleading. I'm sure McCarthy from the Vikings didn't think that he was going to miss a couple of months with the meniscus, and here he is, he's missing a couple of months with the meniscus. So, you never really do know. If it's a few weeks, not a big deal. If it's the season, it is massive. If it's the season, I think it changes everything that the Yankees could do.
Well, think about this. We talked about this before the trade deadline. Now, I still didn't think the Yankees did enough. I know you were more excited about the Jazz move. It wasn't that I wasn't excited about the Jazz move. It was that I didn't think that that was enough to fix what I believe are some serious issues with the Yankees. Now, look, there are questions about other teams that have major issues. Sure, all that stuff. But just watching this team that was one of the worst teams in baseball for 7 weeks, I thought they needed more than Jazz Chisholm and Mark Leiter. And if you take Jazz out of that equation... Well, I thought they needed more to begin with. If you take Jazz out, you know, Dominguez can't play third. Now, that's a problem. So you're going to be looking at what? More LeMahieu? More Ben Rice? You're relying heavily on Rizzo.
Birdie. I mean, I know Birdie's coming back, who I kind of like, but it's not Chisholm.
Yeah, exactly.
I know.
So now you'd be losing there where you upgraded. Like, the Yankees didn't upgrade the infield enough. Now you'd be losing in that infield if you lose.
It's basically like they did nothing at that point. Right. Like, if Jazz Chisholm's gone for the year, if you're realistic about this Yankees team, even though they won last night and Soto was amazing with 3 bombs, and they've been playing well recently outside of the bad game in Chicago the other night, I mean, the Yankees were exhibiting issues every single time they took the baseball field. They looked broken. And, you know, Jazz Chisholm's presence from the first game he played up in Boston on Sunday night when he stole third and he scratched out a run. And then he had a couple of bombs early on, and he's basically hitting 315, 320.
His energy, his smile, his
everything.
Infectious.
The whole deal, Sal. Yeah. Now you remove that, they are basically back to being the team that we were all complaining about.
You know, and we say the Yanks have been playing much better, and I think it feels like that. And they are playing better.
Yeah, did I say much? Well, I meant better.
But I do
not
think...
Not much better. They weren't great against the Rangers.
Six and four in their last 10.
Yeah.
Like, that's...
But I think 5 out of 6, right?
No, it's better than...
Is it 5 out of 6, 6 out of 7, whatever
they
it is?
They beat Texas 2 out of 3.
Yeah,
And they split with the White Sox. Who was before that? I forget.
I'm forgetting too off the top of my head.
Point is, it's not like the Yankees have completely turned it around or are dominating again. They're just not the worst or second to worst team in baseball. So they've been playing better. Actually, we should go back and look at that, their record since the All-Star break.
Meanwhile, the Orioles lost last night. Yeah. Yankees are in first place in the division.
Yeah, exactly, by half game. And the Orioles are... I mean, the Orioles have their own...
They're a mess.
That's what I'm saying. Like, we focus on the teams here and nitpick to extremes. And to the Yankees' credit, like, they look at it and say, hey, we'll take our chance with our roster. We're as good as anybody else. Okay, then fine. Now they have to go out there and do it in the postseason. But I didn't think they did enough at the trade deadline. And I also don't think they've been playing some great baseball. I always felt that it's going to be the guys from within, whether it's Austin Wells, whether it's Gleyber Torres, whoever you want, or Stanton staying healthy or producing, or Dominguez coming up. Volpe being consistent or productive at the right time even. Okay, you don't have to be consistent, but just get hot for a few weeks in October. If Volpe plays at his peak for a few weeks in October, the Yankees are going
to
be great.
Especially if they have Jazz. You know, I was looking at him. He was going up to bat last night, and yes, obviously, he puts up the stats for everybody. 251, whatever it was at that point. And I'm like, man, like if he was hitting 251, which he is, literally, but it was a 251 where it wasn't this high-low, and it was just a more consistent 250 with 20 steals, and, you know, I know he's bobbled the ball a little bit lately, but again, you know, pretty much airtight defense, gold glove defense. I think I'd feel a lot better about Volpe's, not only his season, but maybe even what he could be in the future. Like, think about that. If he hit, like, it's just, it's the erratic nature. Like, he disappears for a month, and then he looks like an all-star for a month. It's weird.
Right. You can't have that inconsistency.
It's a weird 250.
It is a very weird 250. He's had a weird start to his career.
Yeah.
At times looks like a superstar. Other times looks like he doesn't belong in a big league. So, or at least the numbers say that. All right, BT and Sal on the Fan. Before we get back to the calls here, we're talking about Juan Soto and the fact that the Yankees need to keep him just for housekeeping here, BT.
Yep.
After taking care of the Red Sox, the final two games of that series in Fenway, sweeping away the Phillies, they won 2 of 3 from the Blue Jays, lost 2 of 3 to the Angels, won 2 of 3 from the Rangers, and have now split the first two with the White Sox.
Oh, there you go. That's right. That's right. So, I forgot about that Blue Jays series. Yep.
Yeah. I mean,
they're playing
winning series, which is fine. They're also playing teams that stink.
Like, yeah. Yeah.
Can the Yankees sweep one of these series? Can they go on a run? So, again, they took advantage of the Phillies and Red Sox, and that was their, okay, they're back. They won 5 games. Everybody overreacting to that after looking like one of the worst teams in baseball, getting swept by the Mets. Remember, like, it's not that long ago that they got swept by the Mets.
Yep.
And the only addition that they made, aside from getting Stanton back healthy, the only addition they made was Jazz. And if he's out now, you know, who knows what could happen
and
here with this lineup.
I'm not overreacting to Cortez's start last night. Yeah. I mean, the White Sox, despite what happened 2 nights ago, they are absolutely pathetic. They are just a putrid outfit. Cortez, to me, I don't trust him at all. I'm rooting for him. He's an easy guy to root for. Don't trust him.